Motorsports Worldwide, Monday to Friday weekdays.
Well, you've all heard the saying, Guti, we've seen this movie before, haven't we? Or rather, this dance move, we've seen it. Maybe we've experienced it, maybe we've danced it. And I know a lot of you have got mixed reactions to the story. And some are feeling very sad, whilst others just say, hey, the man is dancing to a completely wrong tune. Now, just 3 months ago, to lay the foundation for you, Dance Malisela was let go of his contract at Marumo Gallants. They've reappeared and reappointed him into the very same position, less than, 10 games into his role at Royal AM. Now, you may remember, though, that Dan made a couple of U-turns, though, before at Chipper United, and has done the same again with Gallants. So the big question on everybody's lips, I guess, is why? Well, I don't know. I don't have the answers. But the only person who's always availed himself to the show, and I've got to thank him for that from day one, accountability has been his name, is Dance Malisela. Dan, thank you so much for your time, Baba. Good evening and welcome to the show.
Good evening, Rob. Good evening to the listeners. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
No, always a pleasure, Dan. And as I was saying before I put you on that, I always appreciate them, no matter the circumstance, is you never shy away from accountability. So to you, Mbonga cool, Baba. Other people would decide to switch off their phones, but you've never done that to us.
No, I won't. No, that's nothing to hide.
I can hear that you are driving. Before you start officially, or have you started officially yet?
No, I have started. I arrived in Polokwane yesterday. I just come from my first formal session today.
Just describe that first formal session, because I think to anybody who follows news, this would be an important news story of Dance Malisela day one on his return back to training a club that he coached into a major cup final. What was that like?
Very interesting, because without rubbishing anybody, you know, we starting afresh with defending today, you know, so because the club has been leaking goals, so I just wanted us to try and see if we can fix the defending, you know, of the whole group, and then maybe then we can conclude and do the team, you know, defending. So maybe in the next few days, probably be working on defending, and then start attacking next week.
So what was it that you discovered when you realized that, yes, on paper, defense has not been good, but what did you experience having the boys on the field today at the training ground? What did you discover they were doing wrong?
Well, I just think majorly it's the positioning, it's the shaping, you know, and you know how to manage defending. You know, there are times when people rush into things instead of just being patient, because like attack, even when you defend, sometimes you have to be patient and not rush into tackling, rush into committing, you know, to things, you know. But the players are quite excited, I think, you know, from what we saw. It was very lively, it was very jovial, it was very educative. So I think Thursday was very good.
And what's the... You know, when players give you signs in terms of whether or not they're opening up to your training, obviously you would have found more or less a large complement of the players that you had left behind in the cup final against Mamelodi Sundowns. What is that reaction like? Or were you not quite looking for that? You just had a job to introduce yourself or reintroduce yourself and get on with the business?
No, obviously you want players to play along, you know, to be part of the session, part of you. And unfortunately for me here, I think even when, you know, my contract was not renewed, a number of players were not happy. But now they are very happy, you know. They look very, very happy. I was very welcome, you know, and they are showing it even when we train, you know, that the response is very good.
And you would know, Dan, that, I mean, let's start with where you are now, that a lot of people would say, Dance must be mad, or Dance loves pain. He goes back to where they've inflicted pain to him before. How would you respond to that, knowing how you left Marumo Gallants? And you spoke to us on the show, and part of the other things that you made mention of was how you felt used by them, how they were giving you a salary that was worthy of a first division club, etc. What would have driven you back to go back to the very same club?
Look, I've learned in this game that you cannot shut doors, you know, especially when there are very few to open. You know, for you to convince people what you can do. And I always live with this hope that, you know, eventually one will get things right and people will then understand that, yeah, we made the right decision. You know, and until then, you know, I cannot write off anybody or anything. And start off, you know, there were times when I would say, oh, I'm not going to go back to Chipa and all of that. And I end up going also with Chipa, mainly because it probably gave me a chance when other people did not, you know. And irrespective of what I knew may happen, I went there with the hope, because I trust myself. That's the biggest thing. I trust myself to be able to can do things, to be able to can bring out good things out of players. And
sorry to cut in, Dan. Sorry to cut in, because that is a very important thought you brought in, that you trust yourself. And that is, I think, where the debate then begins, to say, if Dan Dance trusts himself, how much then do the people that employ you trust you and empower you and have confidence in you to say, no matter what, if we lose a cup final against Sundowns, we are shooting above our weight here. Let's give this man another opportunity, as opposed to disrespecting you for an untried entity, for example.
Well, that is dependent on them, you know, because I cannot go into people's minds and say, yeah, you've decided this, or even force myself onto them. You know, this game can be good and this game can be very cruel. I think we also need to learn that the longer we give people a chance, the more they will succeed, you know. So it's up to people who employ to say, look, we are employing this guy and we hope something will come up. But I always bring out something, you know, from a club or a particular club. I mean, the same thing that happened with Marumo Gallants, I brought out something. But if that is not to be seen, then maybe it might take a few. And Robert, I always have this thing that that we should forgive, you know, where we think people go wrong, until they realize that, yeah, we have done the right thing by getting this way. You know, who am I not to forgive people?
Absolutely. And I understand the logic of where that comes from, Dan. Maybe the next logical thing to ask is, what are you doing differently to safeguard yourself, knowing what you encountered the first time, so that we don't see a repetition?
Well, I try and deal with things myself, not rely on anybody to do things for me. I'm just gonna involve my wife in all my dealings, you know, with football. Rather, you know, we falter, rather we make those mistakes. If we make mistakes contractually, whatever, then we will point the finger at ourselves and anybody else, you know. Also, I make sure where I am, I'm surrounded by people that I can trust, you know. The biggest problem in football is that we have a lot of people that are around football, you know, and around influential people that cause a lot of damage because of lies and you know, self-interest and all of that. And sometimes you may blame the club bosses, but surely sometimes it's not them, you know. It's the people that are around that make a lot of mistakes. And I've said it before that sometimes come end of the season and you know, come the new season, people tend to get excited somehow without really looking at the holistic picture of what should be done, you know, as a way forward.
Dan Dance, you know that the one thing I always thank God for is the ability to listen and hear. And the beautiful thing about having honest conversations with you is that I always listen very, very carefully. So you might have said something that might have been missed by many. And that is the fact that you are now deciding to do things on your own. You're giving your wife more power to take control of your business decisions. That to me says that Dan Dance, if he had an agent or a business manager or a representative, that he's now done away with that. Am I reading you correctly?
Yeah, I'm probably gonna do that. Yes, I'm gonna do that. Yes, we have decided with my wife to say, let's do this thing on our own, you know, and see. You know, it's you see, the brand is me. It's not anybody else. And this brand does not only represent Dan and the people that support Dan. It also represents my family. So, the interest of my family. And the growth of my family lie within me. So, and my wife knows my struggles. She knows my pain better than anybody else. And she'll be able to accept and her not getting or feeling any pain as well while I'm going through challenges, you know. So, at least if she's involved in this, then we, you know, we sort of come to a point where we both understand where it happened and how it happened and whether we were wrong or people were wrong.
So the representation ultimately might have been great, it might have been good in the beginning, but then in the end, whether I'm using the right word or not, I don't know, you'll correct me, Dan, but in the end, that representation might not be in your favor because you also have a reputation to protect. You also don't want people to look at you and say, "I nang lo den lo shale a faga I keep a po mem lilwen abuye we sell him lilwen." You don't want that because ultimately your record speaks for itself. From whether you were the captain of Orlando Pirates, whether you were doing well at Mamelodi Sundowns, to all the coaching jobs and the kind of, I mean, when you were winning Nedbank Cup and people knew your pedigree, whether you were taking teams into a final or maybe just merely from a playing style perspective, there is a respect. And that is why half the time people always liken you to, why doesn't Dan go to Naturina? Why doesn't he go to Orlando Pirates or whatever? It's because of the confidence that people hold you in. Now, if other third parties are representing you, but they are misrepresenting you in the process, surely that's not a reflection of who and what you are all about.
Yeah, well, not that there was much wrong with it, but I just feel like it will be better, you know, better influenced if it comes from within, you know, from within the family, you know, and the family I have here, you know, because I don't have parents, I don't have siblings, you know, and the only sibling I know is my wife, you know, she understands me better than anybody, so. So I felt that she would really try and push whatever that I push her to do, you know, better than anybody. Not that any people were doing wrong or something, but I feel that it is better with her than anybody else.
I wasn't sure whether I need to ask you this now or after the news, but let's see how it goes, Dan, because before we plot the way forward, bazobuza bangaphi eThekwini ukuthi ubusanda kufika eThekwini bebesanda kukujabulela. Now I'm sure i-track suit yakhe ibisene prize kuyona ubungakayisusi nokuyisusa i-prize. Nangu Dan akasekho, mhlawumbe i-track suit eyodwa ibingakawasho nokuwasho, nangu Dan usehambile. You know, we saw happy faces on the bench of Royal AM. We saw guys that know each other. We saw individuals that maybe, to some extent, play a similar type of football or used to play a similar type of football because they haven't been tested together. Be blunt, be honest. Having to work in a co-coaching scenario, did that work for you?
No, not really. That's the biggest thing, you know, that I looked into, you know, because I had to sit down and check, you know, and say, you know, what am I doing to this brand? And again, I consulted with my wife. So probably I should be calling her my new manager.
I think do so, Dan, because I think as you've been listened to, you know, countrywide, continentally and worldwide, people are saying, is this your official announcement publicly that that your wife is now your full-time agent?
Yeah, no, we'll have to conclude that. But, you know, I had to consult and explain to her to say, look, man, I'm really struggling, you know. I'm used to a certain way of doing things. You know, and not that the guys are doing anything bad or whatever, but, you know, I feel like I need to take, you know, full responsibility. I'm used to that, you know, of the surroundings, you know, the sessions, you know, the planning of the sessions. Yes, although I do it with, normally I do it with everybody else, but I decide on sessions and all of that, and I'm used to that kind of a thing, you know, so that a philosophy can become visible, you know, clearly visible that it is that. So I got worried about the brand, Dan Malisela, to say, am I hiding it behind other people and all of that, and what am I going to do if it is not as clear as it was, as it was in the open before? You know, so I thought maybe I would rather, you know, take a back step and look if I can find something else, you know, that will, you know, just justify the brand Dan Malisela.
And you're entitled to that because brand Dan Malisela, post Tears Galaxy winning a major cup in 2019 under you, should have then resulted in 2020 silverware, 2021 yeah. silverware. Yeah, early stages yeah. of 2022, a cup final or a place in the top five as an individual coach. That for me is continuity. That for me is consistency. That for me is protecting your brand.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
Now when you move on to the next project, and again, Dan, we got a number of questions here out of respect. I'll allow you to drop the phone and, with your permission, seek your indulgence after the news so that we can clear a lot of the questions, because bayakuthanda abantu and they are very honest. Yawazi ama shareholders ale show ukuthi ayawuthanda ibhola. They love a lot of what you do as well. So I'll ask your indulgence after the news, but I'll allow you to drop the call. We will call you back and then we can conclude our conversation. Is that okay on your side?
No, that's fine.
Okay, Dan, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. That's Dan Malisela. I've just given him the permission to do what needs to be done. And then straight after the news, we will further engage him with regards to everything and anything that you would want to know about him and his journey.
Marawa Sports Worldwide, Monday to Friday weekdays.
Yeah, it's gone exactly 7 minutes after the hour. It is hashtag MSW. It's a Wednesday today, which means it is soccer night. FM, Rise FM, as well as Sowetan Live. Breaking news and courtesy of he threw past a Seashalo Big Mike here at Vuma FM. Utiyazini Swallows Inyoni. Dylan Kerr. So that is the breaking news. Swallows FC have parted ways with head coach Dylan Kerr. And the statement just released from Swallows FC, they say that we would like to thank Coach Kerr for the contribution that he's made to the club and wish him well in his future endeavors. Yazi abantu masebekudedelake. When they put that last line, which we wish him well in his future endeavors. Yes, ukuthi bye-bye. Whatever the future. They don't actually wish you well. They just say, ukuthi ay hamba. We do welcome back Dan Malisela as we break that breaking news. Hey, bye hambo koja. Usually happens round about this time when it is FIFA week, hey Dan?
I don't know. You know that.
Hey, Genzeg is in the FIFA week. Bayazi ukuthi they've got at least a week ukuzama ukuqasha omunye umuntu ukuthi angene. So, yeah, here's the news. I guess if you weren't employed at Maruma Gallants, we'd be speculating that Dan Dance might be going to Swallows, but it's not going to be happening.
No.
Usumnandi wena la ukhona?
No, I'm fine. I'm fine, yeah.
Thank you so much for respecting our shareholders and coming back, Dan Dance. I'm not going to ask you any question right now. In fact, let me just get straight to one or two of the callers and also the WhatsApp voice notes.
Good evening, Mr. Marao. Good evening to the MSW shareholders. Just a quick question to Dendens Marisela. I just want to compare our football here and football in Europe, whereby the, in Europe we call the coaches managers, and then here they are coaches. So what I want to know is that how is it like if you just sign a contract with a team and then you find these players there, you just go on with your work without any changes or bringing on new players? How difficult is that? This is Busi Somlalane in Middelburg, originally from Bushbuck Ridge. Thanks, Braro, for the nice show.
Baba Ngiyabonga Khule, Bushbuck Ridge. Dan Dance, over to you.
Yeah, look, you are a manager, you know. Depending on how, I think it depends on how you present yourself to everybody at the club, you know. If you are called that kind of, I don't know whether it's a status or it's a position that is rightful to coaches. Because where I have been, yes, there are players that you will find at the club and you can't do anything because they are contracted, you know, sometimes. But in many instances, I have had an influence into who should be signed, who should not be signed. You know, I know at some stage, at SHIP, I also, you know, I was allowed to even view contracts of players, you know, and make decisions with the club owner whether it's worthy of us to pay an X amount of money to the particular player, you know. So I think I've been good with that, you know. It hasn't been that bad. Yes, there are times where you find a situation where you can't say anything because things have been done already. But once I'm here, there's never been a situation where, this player signed, you know, whether you like it or not, or you just get the news that a player has been signed. You know, I've never really encountered that.
Good evening, Mr. Marao Kulumanos Milino, Mkwani Kamkai Matafeni, majority shareholder, MSW. Mr. Marao, thanks very much for bringing us Ubaba O Tenten Malisela studio. Mr. Marao, I think I will just quote the incident which happened recently, the one that we saw Uchemen Andile Bisane sitting on the benches and substitute at Royal AM. What I want to know from Ucoach Ogoti, was it his idea to put the chairman on the bench? And the other one is that what transpired his move to go back to Marumo Gallants, because we saw what happened with him last season. So can you please explain that to me? What makes him to see that it's a good place for him now? Thank you, Mr. Marao.
All right, majority shareholder, thank you so much indeed. Dan Dance, I think the second part, I'm not going to put you through that misery again. But the first part where he talks about the chairman of Royal AM being on the bench for Royal AM and being declared to be fit enough to be on the bench. How did that sit with you? Was that your decision?
No, we all sit. We all sit and we decide and we agree on things, you know. Whether they should happen and whatever. And also, we will also discuss with the president to say this is what is going to happen. And, you know, Andy, like everybody else at the club, like all the players, trains with the team. You know, it's not like he was just there for whatever reason that people are saying, you know. He trains as well, you know. And if the agreement within the group is to say, yes, let's put him on the bench, so be it.
So is somebody who was fully fit, who could have been called in to do the job at any stage?
Yeah, but that was to be assessed in the match, you know, if there was a chance for him to play, you know. So unfortunately, that chance did not come.
Yeah, yeah. Is he the kind of player that you'd want to sign for Marumo Gallants?
I don't know. It depends. It will depend if I recruit him.
Okay. Dan Dance, let me get to another question.
Good evening, Rob. It's Teboho here. Rob, just want to ask Coach Dan Dance the criteria that was used at Royal AM to select the playing squad or traveling squad. Did Andy Lempisane meet the criteria of the players that were traveling with the team? Because we saw him at the bench in one match. And secondly, Marumo Gallant put out a statement with when they announced his appointment that he was available. Does it mean that the coach didn't have a contract at Real AM? Just want to get my head around that for the coach to explain that for me, Rob. Thank you so much. Thank you, Rob, for a great show. Teboho, yeah.
Teboho, thank you so much indeed. Again, the first part about Andile, you've dealt with. Maybe you want to deal with the second part, Dan?
Look, there was a contract that was we were supposed to have co-signed, but at the time that I had left, we had never had a chance to do that.
Never had a chance to?
to sign. The way agreements were done,
yeah,
everything was done. All we had to do was sign, you know, put pen to paper, you know, but we had not done that yet.
Okay, but the intention was there.
Yes, yes, the intention was there. Look, you know, just to clear the minds of everybody else,
yeah,
you know, there was nothing really wrong at 1 a.m. You know, the only thing that was there was, you know, the treatment I got was very good.
Yeah.
You know, I stayed in a very comfortable house, you know, within the farm, you know, quiet for me to think. And, you know, it was more like treated like royalty, you know. It's just me feeling what I felt, what I explained earlier on.
Sure.
To say, yeah, I needed to protect my brand.
And right now, as we speak, Dan, having had your first training session with Marumo Gallants, are we secure that you, as a coach, have now signed a contract of some sort? And would you be able to say a contract of what duration?
2 years and plus an optional season, depending, you know. So, but I still have to meet the chairman. I'm meeting the chairman before the end of the week to sign a contract. It's just been finalized.
But a better financial contract than what you had the last time?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I think that makes sense.
Good evening to all the shareholders of MSW and, of course, to Coach Dance. Mine is just very simple. How does he find the co-coaching situation? Is it viable? Is it working? Can it really produce some really good results? I don't think we can take reference or make reference from Sundowns because I guess they have the financial power. So whether is it co-coaching or is the financial power type of situation, we don't know. But I just want to find it from him. How is he finding it since he's from here? Probably he has experienced it. So maybe he might have a thing or two to say about that. So as for Pirates, with these rumors that we might be signing Dumiso Mabena, I mean, we'd rather sign Umen Dieta from Stellenbosch. For me, I think that would be a great signing. Thank you so much, Rao.
All right, we're going to be chatting the Ndumiso Mabena issue after we've spoken to Dan Dance. That much I can reassure you. So let's wait up and hear that. I don't know if there's anything in that, Dan, that we haven't covered that you would want to deal with as far as that question is concerned.
No, yeah. With the co-coaching, yes, I just said it wasn't working for me. Yes.
So I'm just thinking out loud now. Let's say, what, after match day 17, the Marumo Gallants management decide, Uguti, you know what, Royal AM at top of the table, they are doing co-coaching, Sundowns are number two, they're doing co-coaching, so let them introduce another coach who's currently unemployed. Let's say they bring in a Fadlu Davids, for example, to come in and be a co-coach to Dan Dance Malisela. What would you do?
Then we have to redo the contract.
Because it's not part of your terms currently?
No, it's not.
Okay. Straightforward answer. I love that.
Good evening. Good evening, Marawa Sports Worldwide shareholders. Good evening, Dan Dance. Braya Kaya Kuma Bopane. Robert, what Dan Dance is saying is very true. At the end of the day, it is his decision. At the end of the day, it is him putting food on top of his kids' table. We can all have opinions. We can all say he's hip-hopping, he is doing whatever. At the end of the day, he is a professional. He has done it. He played football. He knows what he is worth. Whatever decision, as long as it makes him happy, we'll support him. As long as it makes him very happy, we will stand by him, because it is him who is in that fire, or it's him who is in that situation. It's him who can take that decision, and there's nothing we can do. We'll talk and talk, we'll talk and cry and do whatever, but at the end of the day, he is doing what he loves most. Thanks, Mr. Marawa. Thank you. Dendens, keep the good work, Baba. History will judge you. We seeing what you're doing, and we like Nazo going home, Khabalatsane.
Nazo and Khabalatsane, thank you so much indeed. It's more of a praise for you, Dan, so I'm not even going to take a comment. I'm sure you'd want to say thank you. I'll come back after the break very, very briefly to thank you and also to take maybe one or two final WhatsApp voice notes. Dan Somalisela, my guest here tonight, so don't go anywhere. After a short break, we'll come back and we'll wrap things up with the coach.
Monday to Friday weekdays.
Hi, good evening, Rob Langer from the Sowas. After a long time, Rob, I was down with the flu, but I was always listening to you. Today I'm able to talk to you. I'd like to ask Mr. Dan Malisela, when you go to Marumo Gallants now, was he a free agent? Because I saw in the statement of Marumo Gallants, they said Dan was a free agent. Was he a free agent? Did he resign first at Royal AM before he got the job, or he got the job after he resigned? Thank you very much.
Hi, Rob. This is Andrew from ReadyPod. Rob, I would just like to ask an opposite question on the coach, since he's talking about his brand. Isn't he worried that from a brand point of view, he might be messing up his brand by always keep going back to the teams that are not really treating him with respect? Because, Rob, honestly, you know, I believe that Coach Dan's deserves better. He deserves a big team. At some point, some of us as Orlando Pirates fans were calling for him to come and coach the team that he captained. And I just wonder that, you know, isn't that this flip-flopping of going back and forth to the old clubs where they are not really treating him well, and he goes back and then they fire him and then he goes back. Isn't that tarnishing his brand? Thank you, Rob.
Afternoon, Mr. Marawa and Mr. Dendens. Babu Dendens, yiphi advice ongayinika up and coming coaches? Abacabanga ukuthi kulula ukucoacha so called PSL teams. Wena ijeni yakho uma ungayisamaraza nje as far as PSL is concerned, ungathini? Bengicela futhi usitshele ukuthi uhambeleni kumamkhize. Ngiyabonga.
Good evening, Rob. I just want to ask Coach Dan, what was the reason for Ndumiso Mabena for not playing at Royal AM, considering that all the seasons Ndumiso Mabena was a top player? He played almost every game when he was injury free. And then the last one, he coached Maluisane Mokgele at Chipa, and now Maluisane Mokgele, as I heard, he is a free agent. Does he consider signing him or Papi Ayoba in the free state? Botaville in the
evening, free evening, Bamarao, evening to the showless of the show. Pretend and Maluisane, I just want to check with you, Uguti. Were you not aware, Yin Uguti, Guzoba ne co-coaching, Gurreal AM, before you signed the contract? Because, man, you must have now, you are not yourself, or you are not comfortable, we took seven and a group and stuff. I feel like you're just contradicting us and yourself too, because usaini contract to Cabo Zondo, he was already there as a coach. Or maybe, just a pick maybe, you were told Luguti Cabo Zondo will be released of his duties. So then, Coach, can you please clarify there?
Good evening, Mr. Marawa, ukhuluma noSibongeleni wamkhwane kaMgaya Mathafeni, majority shareholder MSW. Mr. Marawa, thanks very much.
Okay, asibambe lapho ke Sibongeleni. What we need to do is just quickly rattle through some of those questions. Uzwileke Dendens, what I always say to you, ukuthi abantu bayakuthanda ke baba, whether it's a tough question or complimentary question, we will deal with them. Let me work from bottom up. Were you not aware of the co-coaching? Because Mo Figa, when you unveiled, there were these co-coaches alongside you.
Yeah, you obviously go into a situation, you know, optimistic and thinking that it may work for you and it may work for everybody. And eventually when you are in it, that's when you start realizing, hey, I think I've gotten myself into something that may not be good for me, you know. And that's when I took the U-turn, you know. So it's not like I wasn't aware. I was very aware of what is going to be, because it was explained to me, you know. So I just felt while I'm in it that this may not work for me.
At what stage, though, Dan, would you say you realized this? Because I'm sure you gave it an opportunity. You were open-minded about it in the beginning, but at what stage did you think we would accept in Zealand?
Well, it started after a number of games, you know, in a number of sessions, you know, and I just felt that I'm, you know, not contributing enough, you know. You know, that there was this thing in me that said, but is this you? You know, are you representing Ben Malisela as you should be? And I felt I wasn't.
Simple as that.
Yeah.
Do Mr. Mabena, have you got any idea?
No. Do Mr. Mabena, I only saw him a few days. He came to training a few days while I was at, I think, the last week. Yeah. I think that's a management question, you know, or issue. Yeah.
Mokgale, and are you going to be signing him for Marumo?
Who?
Mokgale.
Mokgale-san,
yes.
No. There are too many players here, and we need to really cut down. You know?
So not in your. Oh, basket, wako, no, your trolley, no, your bucket list.
No, not at the moment, no. Yeah.
All right, okay.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry, yeah.
Okay, no. All right, we're reaching the end of it. What's your advice for upcoming coaches, given your experience within the coaching journey?
I would say it's a difficult journey. Learn, and, you know, the biggest advantage you would have probably is that if you have gone through the stages of coaching, you know, from youth up, you'll be able to cope with this task, you know, and this big challenge. Sometimes people rush into wanting to coach in the PSL, and, you know, we flop because we really don't understand the dynamics of going through all the stages and getting to the PSL. You need to really, really knuckle down and work hard. Not hard, work smart. You know, because there are a lot of dynamics in the game. You know, you need to know who is your most trusted person, who is Totira Khnyana. So, you know, you just need to be streetwise as well.
Absolutely. I think streetwise is the important word these days. Andrew Ridderport was asking, when you talked about your brand, saying that, is this not messing your brand by going back to the ill-treating teams, calling it the flip-flopping, is that not already tarnishing your image as opposed to we protect?
I don't think so. It's how I manage my image. Because at the moment, you just said to me, people really love me. I think they don't love me for not doing good things. People can see, but, you know, people are saying, why not go to big clubs? I mean, I'm not the one to make the call. You know, it's a big club that has to make the call. I will submit CVs, and I will submit, you know, whatever requirement is needed at the club, but if I'm not called at those clubs, that probably, I don't know if they will be patient with me as well, you know, so it is not punishing my brand. It is me looking after myself the way I know how.
Mm-hmm. And then just a final one from the shareholders, coach, this is from Ulanga. Ulanga was saying, yeah, and this also caught me by surprise when I read the statement when they called you a free agent. What did that mean?
They probably meant that I was not attached to any club. Well, technically not, you know, but physically and otherwise I was, yes, but technically not.
So just to make people understand, is that you had resigned from Royal AM, is that correct?
Yes, at that time, at that time I had resigned already. I had spoken to the president and I said, look, these are my reasons, I'm just not happy, and can you allow me to go? I also had a family issue that I had to attend to at that time, you know, so that this thing happened in that space.
Did she try and convince you not to go?
Yes, she did.
And at what stage did she realize that you were adamant and you wanted to leave?
I think maybe late last week.
So after several days, though?
Yeah, after some days, yes.
Then, Dance, you know, we always wish you everything of the best. Marawa Sports Worldwide, the shareholders of the show, and I think the bulk of South Africans interacting on social media right now who've been listening to every word you've said. And I do hope that you get given the opportunity, the latitude, the freedom to do what you've done best. And who knows, you might put the same team back in the same cup, back in the same cup final. And maybe this time around, you might do what you did with Tears Galaxy and actually win the cup.
Yeah.
Anything can happen.
Yeah, it's very possible. You know, I always stay positive, irrespective of the challenges we go through in life, you know, different challenges we go through. But I'll always encourage everybody to stay positive, you know. And when you believe in the things that you believe in, and, you know, this is the one talent I think I have, you know, better than anything else. So I'm just going to stick with it and go with the flow.
All right, flow into the best and dance that you can be, Baba. Thank you so much, Coach.
Hey, Dada.
Mbonga kakhulu, bhuti wami.
Sup.
Yeah. Never one not to take calls. And again, I'll repeat, I respect a coach like that. I ngisho noma zimnethela, bantu dance uzoba khona.